Module 3, The Leadership Gap. In spite of their high numbers in the workplace, including the professional fields, women are still subject to what many studies call the leadership gap. This refers to the fact that even in fields where women make up the majority of workers, leadership positions are overwhelmingly occupied by men. Many theories have been put forth to explain the leadership gap, but none satisfactorily explain why that gap exists, even as women earn degrees at higher rates than do men and enter the workforce at higher rates than ever. Women are underrepresented in leadership. Broadly speaking, women are underrepresented in leadership positions. This is not just true of the paid workforce and the professions, but extends to politics, government, and almost every other arena of society. This is especially true at the uppermost level of leadership, with women occupying just 14% of senior leadership positions in corporate America and only around 20% of government leadership positions. The United States ranks 98th out of 100 countries in terms of women's representation in governmental leadership, and ranks far behind Europe in terms of women in corporate leadership. And while women are entering the workforce at greater rates than ever before, their rates of representation appear to be slipping. All this in spite of gains in terms of women earning college degrees and entering the professions. Women in executive positions. The leadership gap between men and women is most apparent at the highest levels of business. While women make up more than half the labor force in the professional fields, they hold just 14.6% of executive positions. If you look around the executive suite, it doesn't get much better for women. Just about 17% of Fortune 500 board seats are held by women, and less than 5% of Fortune 500 CEOs are women. While there are some high-profile executive women blazing trails, such as Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook and Marissa Mayer of Yahoo, the most influential positions at the most influential firms are overwhelmingly in male hands. Women pay a financial price for this as well. Less than 10% of the top earners in the United States are women. However, while these numbers are grim, it is worth noting that women's representation in executive positions has been steadily increasing since 1980, when there were no female Fortune 500 CEOs. Women in finance, healthcare, and law. The leadership gap is often most pronounced in fields where women have the greatest presence. This seems counterintuitive. It would seem that more women in a field would give rise to more women in leadership positions. However, studies show that even as women gain in fields such as finance and law, they still lag far behind men in gaining leadership positions. For instance, in the financial sector, women make up about 54% of the labor force. They also earn about 44% of master's degrees in business, including 37% of MBAs. However, they hold only about 12% of executive officer positions and about 18% of board seats. As of 2014, there are no female CEOs in the financial sector. The legal sector shows similar patterns. Women earn a little less than half of all law degrees conferred, and about 45% of law associates are females. However, at the level of no equity partner, only 25% are women, and among equity partners, only 15% are women. The healthcare field has the largest gap. Women make up nearly 80% of the labor force in healthcare, including earning just fewer than 50% of all medical degrees. Only about 15% of all executive officers in healthcare are women, and less than 13% of executive board seats are held by women. No healthcare or social assistance organization has a female CEO as of 2014. How is it possible that women are so underrepresented in leadership in fields where they have a commanding presence? Historical trends. Looking at the statistics about the leadership gap, it can seem depressing or hopeless. There are some historical trends that are important to note, however. Women's representation in almost all fields of work, but particularly in law, medicine, finance, and the professions more broadly, has been growing over the last 30 years. There are about 70 million American women in the workforce today, and that number is expected to grow to nearly 80 million by 2018. While women still lag behind men in executive positions, they occupy more today than they did in 1980, where no Fortune 500 company had a female CEO. Today, about a dozen do. Women have steadily earned more bachelor's, advanced, and professional degrees, another trend that is expected to continue. If these trends hold, an even greater number of women will be poised to enter leadership positions in all sectors of society. Whether they will or not remains an open question, however. Case study. Trevor and Caitlin both worked at an investment firm. Their organization sent them to a large national conference to learn more about current trends in the industry and to network. When they arrived, they were both surprised at how many women were there. Caitlin was one of only a dozen or so women at their small firm. Eager to network, Caitlin went to some presentations on women in the financial sector. She noticed quickly that nearly all the women speaking worked in administration, especially human resources. Only a handful of women held spaces on executive boards. When she and Trevor went to panels where executives were speaking, they were overwhelmingly men. "I guess women just don't get the higher education they need to be execs," Trevor said. "I mean, all those men had MBAs." "But a lot of the women I talk to, more than half, do too," Caitlin countered. Trevor was surprised. Caitlin decided to do more research into women's potential for advancement in her industry so that she could better plan her own personal development.